Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Practice, misgovernance, and a romantic relationship are words quoted in an internal review of Onboard Planola, as reported by the Irish Examiner. With the chairman of Onboard Planola, Dave Walsh, announcing that he will be retiring early for personal and family reasons, and the deputy chairperson, Paul Hyde, resigning early this year, it seems that disarray is the byword at Onboard Planola. Now, to set the scene of the internal goings-on in that organisation, I'm joined by the special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Mick Clifford, who's been writing extensively about this. Mick, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, people who are not familiar with all of this, who feel it's passed them by, they should know there's a huge amount of investigation inside and outside on board Planola into its activities. How many investigations?
Well, I suppose, Pat, to bring it back to the start very briefly, late March, the Ditch website revealed that the deputy chair of the board, Paul Hyde, had a conflict, or may have had a conflict of interest in relation to a decision he sat on. His family, including himself, had a shareholding in lands very near to a spot in Blackpool in Cork, where he ruled against a strategic housing development. That pulled a thread. And what followed over the following months was a number of allegations came out, principally, it has to be said, in The Ditch and The Irish Examiner, about practices in there involving conflicts of interest, involving the composition of boards, it been done in an unusual way, involving overturning inspectors' recommendations, which is a serious issue as well. All of that stuff came out. Now, it went into two strands, effectively. In one, the Minister for Justice... Excuse me, the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, appointed a senior counsel to investigate issues around Mr. Hyde. Now, that senior counsel, Remy Farrell, reported, passed it on to the minister. Minister passed it on to the Gardaí, who investigated it, and a file on that is currently with the DPP. In the second strand, the chair of Onboard Planola, Dave Walsh, announced an internal review to look at all the issues that had arisen in the media. That began last May. It was delayed a number of times and it only eventually was completed about 2 weeks ago. And I was fortunate enough to get sight of it, even though it has not been published. And according to Mr. Walsh, it certainly has no intention of publishing it in the near future, one way or the other. But what that did effectively was, to the greatest extent, it confirmed all the stories in the media, but it also pointed to other issues that arose, some very serious issues. One of those, for instance, was amendments being made to inspectors' reports. Now, I've made a comparison. It's not precise, but it's in a similar vein. If, for instance, a guard was before a court and he was giving evidence, and the judge, prior to the court, met the guard, had a quiet word with him and asked him to change his evidence in a particular manner so it would be different in public and it could coincide with what the judge might want to rule. And of course, that wouldn't happen, but I'm just making a comparison. Mm-hmm. That would be similar to an inspector's report being amended on request, and the internal review suggested a request that could be interpreted as a direction from board members. So that's a very serious issue. One other thing that they referenced was they'd been contacted by what they described as a credible source about what they described as a romantic relationship within the organisation that may have impacted on board decisions and the chain of reporting inside there. The final new element to their review was that There had been an allegation, it was first published in The Ditch, about the director of planning, Rachel Kenny, that she'd been involved in a case where her husband, our former husband, was in the applicant team. Now, it emerged in the review that the chairman, Dave Walsh, had gone away and commissioned a separate report, unbeknownst to the public and most people in Bord Pleanála, into this aspect of the allegation against Rachel Kenny, and he eventually confirmed that after we reported it in a statement last week, and he said that the inquiry had found she had no case to answer because the initial reporting had been erroneous. Now, The Ditch have confirmed that they were not contacted either at the time or since or by anybody to suggest that their reporting was erroneous. But that's how things...
Yeah, the report that they had was that a meeting took place between, on the one side of the table, on Bord Pleanála, and on the other side of the table, an applicant, a developer of some kind, proposing a project. And on one side was Rachel Kenny for the board, and on the other side, among the team, was her husband.
Exactly. That was it. Now, the as I say, that inquiry that Mr. Walsh commissioned into that was something that it appears even, and I should point out, Pat, this internal review, you're talking about three of the most senior people in there. There was the Director of Corporate Affairs, the Head of HR, and the Chief Officer were the three who conducted this. And I'd also have to say, it's in danger of giving the concept of an internal review a good name, because I think, as we know, through a lot of organisations, the internal review is often perceived, and rightly so, as something of a whitewash. But having seen this one, this certainly was not a whitewash, and it really uncovered all the stones.
Yeah. Now, it turns out that the people, those three you mentioned, were doing an inquiry and were not aware that Dave Walsh had commissioned his own inquiry into Rachel Kenny's behaviour. And that was bizarre. That, you know, that was a revelation to them that they should be inquiring and not knowing that a separate inquiry using an outside, was it a PR organisation or a
HR?
Doing this job for Dave Walsh. Now, in the meantime, you know, his tenure at the board, and he has now retired, he says, not resigning, but retiring early for family and other reasons of pressure and so on. His time at the board was marked by a huge number of judicial reviews where they either lost the case or withdrew before it actually went to a full hearing, and amassed massive legal costs.
Yeah, and you know, to be fair, to place the blame for that entirely at Mr. Walsh's feet, because, just because he's obviously the person in charge of the organisation, it is a bit more complicating that to this extent. Most of those judicial reviews were in relation to strategic housing developments. Now, that, very briefly, is a process that was brought in 2018 for developments of more than 100 units that, instead of applying to the local authority for permission, and then if that was appealed, you would go to the board, you go straight to the board. Now, that's been highly controversial. It's been discontinued, by the way, as well. That placed a huge onus on Bord Pleanála. Its function effectively changed from being that of an appeal board to being a planning authority. And that brought a huge number of problems with it. Having said that, there's no doubt, it would appear, that the type of issues that popped up in judicial reviews and that were pointed out by High Court judges, they kept coming. So you would have to ask, why was it that things weren't changed at some point that they realised these things needed to be changed? But as you say, the legal costs doubled between, for example, 2019 and 2020.
Yeah, you see, the logic would be that if you are losing cases consistently in the courts, you must be doing something wrong. But Bord Pleanála didn't seem to learn that lesson. Let's do it right and win these cases, or they'll never be taken at all if we do our planning right. But they never seemed to learn, and they kept on losing. Now, the SHDs were the province of Paul Hyde, who has, as we know, resigned and who's been investigated. So you could say maybe, you know, he's the one who's tainted and he's the one in charge of SHDs, or was, and it's all down to him. And, you know, he fell on his sword. It's not that simple, though, because many of these decisions, they had to be signed off by more than one person. And I'm not sure about how many SHDs that Dave Walsh himself signed off on, but he certainly was involved in certain decisions which are tainted, where he was one of the signatories with Paul Hyde.
Yeah, no, that's not 100% Sure, Pat, and like it should be pointed out, whereas there was a high number of SHDs that went to judicial review, I still think it would have been very much a minority of the applications. It was far higher than you would have had normally. But, you know, a lot of the SHDs did go through. And even, but most of those that went to judicial review, yes, indeed, the board lost them. But it was, I mean, it was a disaster of a policy. And the proof is in the pudding. I think it's, I'm not sure exactly, but it's well over two-thirds of the planning permissions that were granted under those SHDs. Building has not even commenced, and no sign in Latimer of commencing.
And everyone who knew Dave Walsh in the board was saying he's a decent man, much liked. But he made a few decisions which are, I suppose, strange in one way, that board members were able to select their own cases for adjudication. Only two were needed to sign off. Now, that has been changed. And, you know, he seemed to be fairly easygoing in an area that, you know, should not necessarily be easygoing.
Yeah, I think, fair enough. I think that's certainly the impression I would have got talking to people, that, as you say, he was somebody very commendable, personal attributes and what have you. But in terms of authority, some people I spoke to made a comparison, for example, with his immediate predecessor, Dr. Mary Kelly, who had, I think, had previously been the DG of the Environmental Protection Agency. People said she ran a tight ship. You know, things did not go astray under her watch. And it would appear, no matter if the internal report is all laid out there, that certainly all sorts of things went astray in this instance. And it should also be pointed out that under no circumstances can it all be laid at the door of Paul Hyde. There was more than that going on. And again, that's referenced in the internal review. Having said that, Pat, I think Dave Walsh, as I wrote today, he nearly weathered the storm. I mean, until we published this internal review, and then crucially, last Monday or Tuesday, four of the union representing inspectors and a lot of the staff, they wrote to Mr. Walsh and they told him that they wanted this review published for the sake of their members who were living, who were working in intolerable circumstances, and that their members had lost confidence in some figures in management whom they believed were only protecting other people. So I think between that and that originated with the reporting of the Examiner, that was the trigger that did for Mr. Walsh, I'd suggest, because before that, it looked like he may well be weathering the storm.
He got a phone call and a letter, it appears, from the minister in the 24 hours prior to his decision to retire. But it does mean, how many working board members do we now have?
Well, that's the other issue. There was six when Mr. Walsh was there. One of those is unfortunately on kind of extended leave. So that was five. He's gone. Now there's four. Now, normally you would have at least nine. I mean, over this time last year, I think you did have nine. There have been a couple of people whose terms expired. And because of all this controversy, Minister for Housing is rearranging the manner in which people are nominated for. So that is delayed. So effectively, you have just four board members currently, that operational members currently. And that's a pretty sticky situation when you look at the attempts to ramp up housing and the number of cases that are coming forward, not to mind the stuff in relation to wind energy offshore, which is going to be another huge element to Bord Pleanála's work. And remember, we've also done away with the two-person deciding boards, as you mentioned. That, again, another decision by the minister. So effectively, with only four operational members, you can only effectively deal with one case one at a time. Whereas previously, going back a year, you'd be talking about dealing with at least three at a time. So it's not healthy, this is a
terrible can of worms. And the FORSA, the union representing the inspectors, wants the report published, which would probably be quite shocking to ordinary members of the public. But also decisions that have been made, signed off by anyone who's been tainted, are going to have big question marks over them, whether they're unbuilt, half built, or completed, big question marks over them. And this is an appalling vista, that a Pandora's box that the minister does not want to open, but he may have to.
Yeah, he may have to. I mean, as you say, what's in the report is shocking. I mean, we've published it in the Irish Examiner, but in terms of the Pandora's box, now, whether simply because a board member may be tainted in some particular way or decided to be so, whether that calls into question all of their rulings is another matter. I would have thought that in terms of people who might want to challenge anything in the courts, you'd want to have some prima facie evidence. For example, a number of times it has arisen now in the last couple of months that people have put forward the fact, cases involving Mr. Hyde, that there was objective bias there on the basis of specifics to do with that case that emerged in the media. And you know, the board has conceded on that. But you'd want to have something, some bit of meat to your case. It couldn't, you know what I mean? It wouldn't just be able to go forward on the basis that somebody is either perceived or ruled to be tainted in some capacity.
Well, we shall see how all of this unfolds over to the minister. But of course, minister may not be in that portfolio in a few weeks' time. And that might stay his hand, not wanting to leave a new system for a new minister. But leaving the legacy of the chaos and the board, I suppose, behind him. Mick Clifford, special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.